我们还是翻到刚才那段圣经，就是约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to the passage we just read, John chapter 4.
除了刚才我们所读的，我再加上第十九节。
In addition to what we read, I will add verses 19 and 20.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
23节
Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父寻找这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming and now is.For the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
大家都知道，这个周末我们礼拜五、礼拜天晚、礼拜六晚上和今天早晨，我们一同来看一个很重要的题目，就是今夜的敬拜。
Everybody knows that this past weekend, Friday, Saturday evening, and today we've been talking about this matter of New Testament worship.
那这里我们的主和撒玛利亚妇人有一段的谈话。
Here our Lord has a discussion with the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚妇人最熟悉的敬拜就是在撒玛利亚山上的敬拜。
And the Samaritan woman, she was most comfortable with the worship on the Mount of Samaria.
犹太人最熟悉的敬拜就是在耶路撒冷的敬拜。
And the Jews were most comfortable with the worship in Jerusalem.
但是我们主在这里提到第三种的敬拜。
But our Lord here speaks of a third type of worship.
他说时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
He says here that you shall worship the Father no longer on this mountain nor on this other mountain.
然后主说你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。
He says we worship what we know, you do not worship what you know.
那撒玛利亚人他们所拜的他们不知道。
What the Samaritans were worshipping, they did not know.
因为他们的神是假的。
Because their God was false.
但是犹太人所拜的他们知道，因为他们的神是真的。
But the Jewish people knew who they were worshipping because their God was true.
所以在这三种敬拜里面。
So among these three types of worship.
撒玛利亚的敬拜。
The Samaritan worship.
耶路撒冷的敬拜。
The Jerusalem worship.
新约的敬拜。
And the New Testament worship.
如果你比较撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷的敬拜。
If you had to compare the worship, the Samaritan worship and the Jerusalem
一个敬拜是假的，一个敬拜是真的。
One worship is false, the other worship is true.
那现在我们把撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷敬拜当作一组的话
，So if we were to combine the Samaritan worship and Jerusalem worship,
现在如果和新约的敬拜做个对比
，And if you want to compare it with the New Testament worship,
那我们主讲得很清楚了。
Then very clearly our Lord said,
时候将到，如今就是了。
And now is coming, and now is.
那现在要发生一件事情。
Now something is going to happen.
这件事情在从前没有发生过。
This is something that did not happen before.
在这个以前，只有两种的敬拜，不是真的就是假的。
Before you only had two types of worship. If it wasn't true, then it was false.
那新约的敬拜是怎么一回事呢
？So what is the New Testament worship?
只有到了新约的时候
，Only when you arrive at the New Testament.
那这个时候，真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Then true worshippers shall worship him in spirit and truth.
因为天上的父正在寻找这样的人来拜他。
Because the Heavenly Father is seeking those true worshippers.
然后我们的主继续说，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
And our Lord continued to say that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
那么这个敬拜呢，就是新约的敬拜。
And this worship is New Testament worship.
那么这个敬拜和从前不同在哪里呢
？What is the difference between this worship and previous?
我们的主用一句话是真正拜父的。
Our Lord used the word true worshippers.
那我们已经说过。
We said,
这个词啊，这个词在路约翰用了好多次。
This word was used many times in the Gospel.
比方说，这个当约翰福音一章讲的主耶稣，那光是真光。
For example, in John chapter 1, when it speaks of light, it speaks of the true light.
不是说其他的光都是假的。
It doesn't mean that all other lights are false.
因为希腊原文那里有个特别的意思。
Because in the Greek, there's a special meaning.
约翰福音十五章主说我是真葡萄树。
John 15, the Lord said, I am the true vine.
那不是说其他的葡萄树是假的。
It doesn't mean that all the other vines are false.
因为这个希腊字不是真和假的对比，不是。
Because this Greek word is not a comparison between true or false.
那这个字是什么意思呢
？What does the meaning of this word?
意思是说。他意思说，这个真的敬拜 给我们看见我们真的终于看找到了这敬拜的本体敬拜的真体或者敬拜的实体
So when this speaks of true worship this true is referring to the reality the real thing
而这个乃是神心目中所要得到的敬拜
And this is what is God's heart what the worship that he desires
但这件事情没有可能以前没有发生以前
Before this thing even happened
神已经在旧约教导预备他的百姓为过这个敬拜
God already taught his people towards to be able to worship this way
这好像什么呢
How is this like
这好像当我们小的时候我们不大懂得英文
It is like when we are children and we are infants and we don't know how to speak English
那这个时候我们不大认字我们看不出我们不大认识这个字跟那个字
We can't tell the difference between one word to the other
如果你说 bird 我知道这个字很对我来讲很难
Maybe the word bird is very difficult for me
但如果现在我看电视
But now if I watch TV
那么现在我看一个节目叫 Sesame Street 叫芝麻街
So now if I watch a show that's Sesame Street
那你看见那里一个 Big Bird 一个很大的鸟
Then you see in Sesame Street Big Bird
所以你看这个 Big Bird 你就知道、哦、你看这个图你就知道然后下面是 B-I-R 你就这个字就是 Bird
So then when you see the big bird on TV, you see the picture, and under it says B-A-R-D, you know that bird.
旧约里面很多的真理。
And in the Old Testament, there's many truths.
包括敬拜的这个真理。
Even the truth on worship.
神到一个时候。
God at one point.
神要有一个真实的敬拜。
He wants a true worship.
神为着这个敬拜。
And for this worship,
他付了很大的代价。
God paid a great price.
等等你就知道。
You will notice later.
他的代价是怎样的代价。
You'll see what great price he paid.
所以神不只到地上来寻找罪人。
So God is not here searching for, seeking for sinners.
在这里圣经属明明告诉我们他是在寻找真正敬拜他的。
Very clearly the scripture here says he is seeking true worship.
旧约找不到。
He can't find it in the Old Testament.
因为那个时候还没有准备好。
Because they were not ready at that time.
不管为说这个时候，神在旧约的时候已经在那里给大家一点的教育，给大家一点帮助。
But even in the Old Testament, God gave him some help, gave him some help regarding worship.
这还没有来到。
Even though the fact is not occurred,
现在有一些影子，有一些好像一个图画。
Now you have some shadows, you have some pictures.
这些图画是来解释那些字的。
And these pictures are to explain the word.
主耶稣还没有来到
The Lord Jesus had not arrived yet
但他们已经在那庆祝逾越节了
But they already celebrate the Passover
那逾越节有什么故事呢
What is the story of Passover?
就告诉我们说以色列人他们怎样在法老底下
It shows how the children of Israel were under Pharaoh
就说是我们怎样在撒旦的权势底下
Just like how we were under dominion of Satan
结果你看见说从法老怎么样都不让他们离开埃及
And you saw how Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel
你看我们没有得救以前你看见撒旦怎样的控制我们让我们没有时间忙到一个地步 都没有想到永生
Likewise before Satan would not let us go so we would not even think of this matter of eternity
但是神要来拯救我们
But God wants to save us
这是一个很好的教训
And we have good news
那么现在神怎么那么你法老怎么会让他们去呢
So how does Pharaoh let them go
我们知道最后在神借着摩西行了十个灾十个 ten
we know that in Moses there were 10 plagues
最后一个
at the very last plague
也是最重要的一个
the most important plague
这一次撒旦一定要放手了
now Satan had to open up his hand
所以在这个时候呢你的最后一个神迹是什么
remember at this last time what was the last plague
在那个晚上你记得吗
you remember that evening
要面临的天使要经过每一个人的家
So the angel was going to cross over every house.
所有的埃及地，他每一个门都要经过。
He was going to go over every single door in Egypt.
如果他看见门上面没有血，门楣和门框上没有血了。
If he noticed that there was no blood on the doorpost,
那里面的长子一定要被击杀。
Then the firstborn in that family would be killed.
你要在埃及，每个长子都需要击杀。
As long as you're in Egypt, all the firstborn would be killed.
但如果看见上面有门楣上有血，结果神就越过去。
But if there was a blood on the doorpost, then he would pass over.
然后我们才知道，原来正月十四号。
Then we know the 14th day of the first month.
有一只羊已经预备好了。
There was a lamb that was prepared.
他就把它绑在木头上。
That he was tied to a wood.
他两前面两个腿绑在木头上，后面两个腿也绑在木头上。
The front feet and the back feet were both tied up.
然后我们知道每一家羔羊都被宰杀了。
And then all the families killed that lamb.
这些羔羊，这些羔羔羊，经过四天的检查，找不出一点的毛病和瑕疵。
And these lambs went through 4 days of inspection, and no blemish or specks were found on them.
现在到了正月十四号。
Now the on the day 14, the first month,
结果你看见每一家都宰了逾越节的羔羊。
Then all the families had the slain the.
然后把那个血就抹在门楣和门框。
And that blood was put on the doorpost.
谁一看见就越发。
And when God saw it, He passed over.
弟兄姊妹，为什么有逾越节？
Brothers and sisters, why is there Passover? These are but shadows. These are but pictures. It tells us that one day something real will happen. On January
14th,
when all of them are there to celebrate the lamb, the Passover. So they went to the temple between noon and 3 to receive the lamb.
就在那个时候，主耶稣在十字架上喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么？”
It was at that time that on the cross Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
现在约翰亲眼看见神的羔羊为我们挂在十字架。
Now John saw with his own eyes the Lamb of God being slain on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个羊是真的。
This lamb is real.
不是其他羊是假的，不是。
It's not that all the other lambs were fake.
你知道神最终要借着他的儿子来拯救我们。
At the very end, God was to use His Son to save us.
那从前不过是教育以色列。
Before He was just teaching the children of Israel.
告诉以色列人罪要怎么得到赎罪。
Showing them how the problem of sin was to be resolved.
到了有一天
，But one day,
你看主耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候。
Entered Jerusalem.
你刚好他定时之下已经四天。
That was 4 days before his crucifixion.
然后你看见大家都用放大镜来找他的问题。
And everybody using magnifying glasses was trying to find problems.
到了最后，比拉多怎么说呢
？And at the end, what the Pilate said?
我查不出这个人有什么罪。
He says, "I cannot find any sin in this man."
对，就是你什么
？What does this mean?
这个羔羊呢，是没有瑕疵的。
That this lamb was without blemish or spot.
结果就在正月十四号那一天。
And on day 14th of the fourth month.
为我们钉在十字架。
He was nailed for us on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，看那神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
旧约不知道有多少的羔羊。
There are so many lambs in your testimony.
那些不过是影。
But they were all shadows.
就是这些图画。
And through these pictures,
我们能够明白神真实的计划。
We can understand His true salvation.
现在我们懂了。
Now we know.
主耶稣怎样在十字架上是真的羔羊。
How our Lord was the true Lamb on that cross.
他也是真的光。
He is also the true light.
他也真的葡萄树。
He is also the true vine.
现在问题在这里。
Here's the problem.
他要我们敬拜他。
He wants us to worship him.
真正的敬拜。
True worship.
在旧约。
In the Old Testament.
谁找不到这样的。
God could not find those people.
所以好不容易找到犹太人。
He finally was able to find the Jews.
他们相信的神是真的。
They believe in the true God.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神说这是影子。
God said this is all shadow.
你明白吗
？You understand?
旧约所有的罪。
In the Old Testament, all the sin.
叫 atonement 这个词啊，就是救赎，在旧约 atonement 这个词，赎罪这个词。
The word atonement.
那个原文是遮盖的。
The original meaning means covering.
你看人一犯了罪就想遮盖。
So once man sins, they want to cover it.
你看见亚当这个犯了罪就想用这个什么用无花果树叶来遮盖自己的罪。
When Adam sinned, he wanted to cover his shame with the fig tree leaf.
那现在神找了个办法。
Now God found a way.
那么怎么样能够遮盖
？How can he cover?
所以旧约的时候。
And you
have to 献牛献羊。
Why would they sacrifice animals?
那牛和羊的血。
The blood of these animals.
那是预表，老师告诉我们，有一天主耶稣要为我们献在十字架流血。
Shows us that one day our Lord was going to shed His blood on the cross.
但别忘记啊
，But don't forget.
在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
罪怎么办呢
？What's going to happen to the sin?
你的罪一定要遮盖，神看不见才可以。
Your sin has to be covered so God can't see it.
所以旧约的牛和羊
，So in the Old Testament, the animal,
它的血。是让神看不见那个罪。
Their blood was to show that God cannot see their sin.
罪被遮盖了。
Their sin was covered.
罪还在那里。
But the sin was still there.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
有一天，约翰他听见他的老师施洗约翰说：“看哪、啊， 神的羔羊。
One day we heard John the Baptist say, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
遮盖世人罪孽。
Who covers the sins of the world?
圣经就这样说，不是。
Does the Bible say that? No.
是除去世人罪孽。
It says to take away the sins of the world.
就是所有羔羊这个所遮盖的那个通通都还在那里，但是现在。
Everything in the Old Testament which was originally covered now is taken away because our Lord is the true Lamb. His blood can do a work that the blood of the animals could not do in the Old Testament. Thank
you,
Lord. Now our Lord takes away our sins. It's as if He threw away all our sins into the Pacific. God says, I can't even remember. Isn't that a sinner? He's in front of me, yet He's a righteous man. How can we be righteous? Because of the blood of the Lamb. Brothers and sisters, now you understand. That is why he said true worship. We know that the Jewish worship was so much better than the Gentile worship. Their worship was true. Because they worshiped the true God. But there was a sad point. There was a pitiful point. Why? Because their worship is a shadow worship. How did they worship? They have to go onto the mountain. Go onto Mount Moriah. And there's a temple there.
那么圣殿的外面是个外院
，and outside of the temple there's an outer court。
然后呢，到了圣所
，and you go into the holy place。
然后到了去圣所
，and the holy of holies。
那么圣所跟至圣所之间还有一个幔
，and between the holy place and the holy of holies there was a veil。
那为什么就要这样做呢
？Why was it happening in the Old Testament this way？
时候将到
，because it says the hour is coming。
有一天
，one day，
因着主耶稣的血
，because of the blood of our Lord，
我们是坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
Come boldly with confidence before His presence. What about the old man? What do you do? Before you arrive, before Jesus was crucified, in the Old Testament, God was preparing the children of Israel. And God was, through His children of Israel, was able to teach and educate all the
rest of them.
Why do you have the outer court, the holy place, and holy of holies? What's in the outer court? You have the altar. Why do you have an altar? Because we sin. How can you come before God's presence? Nobody can come before God's presence. Because sin separates us so much farther from God. Is it possible to come before God? Yes. But God wants blood.
So
in Hebrews it says, if there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Thank God. If you have to draw nigh to God, you have to pass the first stage. The first station is the altar. If there is no altar, you cannot come before God. The blood of the Lamb is the blood shadow. And the altar is also a shadow. What is the true altar? The cross. Our Lord Jesus shed His blood on the cross. If you have to draw nigh to God, the first station you need to pass is the cross. If our Lord Jesus is not crucified for us, it is impossible for us to arrive before Him. And then you arrive at the holy place. Now we ask. It's different at the holy place. In the holy place, you have light. And that light came from the lampstand. It came from that oil.
So now you can see, when you see the light,
as you draw nigh to God,
the light will light us.
You see the Holy Spirit enlightening.
Not only that.
Now the table of showbread.
还有金香坛,
and then you have the altar of incense.
那这里面有很多的故事, 我们没有时间去说,
There are many different stories here we cannot speak.
那离近很靠近的是自己。
But you're drawing close to God, right?
你看见金香堂代表我们的祷告。
The altar of incense speaks of our prayer.
你看见说那个陈设饼，那是指着在神面前的供应。
And the table of showbread shows of what God gives us.
然后光来光照我们。
And the light enlightens us.
你看见好不好呢？
Isn't this good?
现在你不在外院了。
No longer in the outer court.
你到了圣所了。
You are now in the holy place.
现在你怎么说呢？
What do you say?
你要说神的同在就是说地。
You say, well, now the presence of God is my neighbor.
你想想看，如果今天有祭司能够到了圣所。
Think about it. If a priest can go into the holy place.
他想想神给他何等的恩典和信任。
Wow, this is such great grace that was
given. 你究竟多少人没像我这样能站在圣所里面？
How many people in this world can actually stand in the holy place?
他们轮流轮班来抽签的，你看见吗？
And they also, they they draw lots to be able to decide who to go to.
所以你知道说，就是他们最尊荣。你看现在他们来到圣所，神的同在就在旁边了。
This is the most glorious thing for them because God's presence is right beside them.
你想想看，他们是不是很兴奋呢？
Aren't they excited?
那么神的在的地方不是天堂吗？
Isn't where God is heaven?
所以现在有没有一个人比他们离靠近天堂更近呢？
So is there anybody else who's closer to heaven than they?
他们能献上祷告。
They can pray.
他们能得着神话语的供应。
They can gain the substance of God's word.
他们圣灵光照他们。
And they have the Holy Spirit enlighten them.
弟兄姊妹，
你看
看圣经。这个东西来告诉我们
，The Holy Spirit uses this to show us.
原来圣殿乃是指明我们怎么样能来到神，能亲近神。
That the temple shows us how we can draw nigh to God.
罪叫我们远离神。
The sin makes us distant from God.
十字架的工作。
But because of the work of the cross,
要叫我们来亲近他。
We can draw nigh unto Him.
终于来到了圣所。
So finally we're at the Holy Spirit.
但是你知道说
，But you know,
圣所跟圣所有一个幔子，很厚很厚。
There's a very thick veil separating the Holy Place and the Holy Place.
没有人能进到圣所。
Nobody can enter the Holy of Holies.
因为神的荣耀在哪
？Because God's glory is in.
没有人敢进去。
Nobody dares enter.
在那个时候呢
？At that time,
在以色列那么多人里面
，Among all the children of Israel,
有一个。
Only one person, the high priest,
还是带着血
and with blood,
来到
he can enter before God's presence. Brothers and sisters,
这是一件很严肃很严肃的事
This is a very serious matter.
罪人怎么能来到神面前
How can a sinner come before God?
我们是罪人，大祭司也是罪人
We're a sinner, the high priest is also sinner.
他凭着什么能够到那里能站在神面前
Based on what can he stand before God?
你看他已经带着血进去
But he brought blood also.
然后呢，这个血要弹在那个施恩座上
And this blood had to be sprinkled on the mercy seat.
那么祭司的祭司，这是为什么一年一次？
So once every year.
那你看，不是所有以色列人都去啊。
Not all people of Israel could go in.
但以色列人说，我们终于来到神面前。
The children of Israel said, "We're finally before God."
到底真的假的
？Is this true or false?
真的。
Of course it's true.
我们终于来到神面前。
We are finally before God.
大祭司代表你去的。
But it's the high priest who represents you.
你自己没有去啊。
You personally did not go.
那大祭司有没有把握？一点把握都没有啊。
Was the high priest confident? No.
所以你知道他们就很紧张啊。
They're very nervous.
万一大祭司来到神面前被击杀了怎么办
？If the high priest were to be slain before God，
他忽然间心脏病发作了怎么办
？What if he suddenly had a heart attack？
那现在有没有人可以进去把他拉出来啊
？Can anybody go in to take him out？
那可能对不对
？No， they're not allowed。
就大祭司可以进去，第二个他们进不去。
Only the high priest could go in， nobody else could go in。
那如果大祭司来到这里忽然间 heart attack？
If the high priest suddenly had a heart attack，
那么怎么办？一倒下去你怎么把他拉出来呢
？How are you going to go and take him out of the holy of holies？
记不记得旧约圣经里面
？You remember what the Old Testament？
那个祭司的那个袍子下面有铃铛的。
At the bottom of the robe of the priest there was these bells。
所以呢，等那祭司一进到圣所，进圣所
，As soon as he enters the holy of holies，
你看很多人就耳朵了。
Many people using their ears。
如果听见叮叮当当还活着
，If they hear the sound of the bells， that means he's still alive。
如果没有就很紧张了。
If you don't hear those bells， they get nervous。
所以听说啊，这个大祭司进到去圣所的时候
，We heard that once the high priest went into the holy of holies，
有一根绳子一直连着他的脚。
There was a piece of rope that was attached。
万一他忽然间心脏病发作，如果被神击杀的话
，In case he had a heart attack。Explained by God,
你不能进去
，You can't go in.
但你可以绳子把它拉出来
，You can pull him with that rope.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
这是旧约的故事。
This is the story of the Old Testament.
这是旧约的故事。
This is the story of the shadow.
你不要忘记
，Don't forget.
这对我们来讲很重要的故事。
For us, it's a very important story.
告诉我们将来有些真的事情要发生。
Because it tells us in the future something real will happen.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹。
When you see the worship of the Old Testament,
你不去叹一口气,
don't you just sigh?
好是很好是一个人去,
yes, it is great, but only one person can enter. Another thing.
圣所跟至圣所是慢几个月,
and between the holy place and the holy holies, that veil was always there. But thank God. Now you understand.
旧约你要来到神面前来敬拜,
in the Old Testament, when you wanted to worship, each year, three times they went to Jerusalem to
worship.
They were just like pilgrims. They wanted to come worship God. They are prepared to be before God.
So
brothers, every year they sighed. This is so good. But brothers, it is but a shadow. What are they waiting for? They are waiting for the reality to arrive. No wonder they are thirsty. Every time they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, and the very last day, what did the Lord say? If any man thirsts, he can come to me and drink. Why are they thirsty? Brothers and sisters, they worship truth, but it is a shadow worship. Brothers and sisters, how can the heart not be grieved? So many years, every year they go thrice to Jerusalem. And so God is on the
table.
It's as if he is at the edge of heaven. On one hand, he is close. On the other hand, he is far away. If you are far away, then I will go
home.
I will not thirst. But I've already arrived at the neighbor. But I still cannot meet him. Isn't this greeting of the heart? So now Jesus rose up and said, if any man thirst, he can come to me and drink. You thought only in dreams can you come before God. Now I give you some good news.
好消息是什么?
What is the good news? Now you can have true worship. Brothers and sisters, that is why our Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman on this matter. Now it's clear. The Old Testament worship is but a shadow. When the reality of
us,
the dream is it happened. Are you still dreaming? Now it's reality. If you are dreaming of going from if you were dreaming of getting married, and even after your honeymoon, you don't know long
before.
Prince Charming is right before you. When you dream, you thirst. But after your honeymoon, then you have the reality. Now you're satisfied. Many times you just can't think how good it is. Many times you have to pinch yourself to see whether you're dreaming or not. In the New Testament, all the worship is true. But we have to ask, what kind of worship is this? So that is what our Lord wants to use.
John,
what is true worship? Now that is clear. The Old Testament worship is not false, but it is a shadow. Why? In the Old Testament, the spirit of man is dead. His eyes are blind. Before man could see God, now they can't. Don't forget. It doesn't mean that the whole spirit loses its function. We know that conscience is still existing. After somebody gets blinded, does it mean he can't cross the road? He can still cross the road. He can listen, he can
touch,
and through that rod he can still go.
Brother, 好不好呢？
Is it okay for the blind to cross the road?
当然很好啊。
It's very good.
哎呀，你看不见，他仍旧还可以过，还可以过日子。
Even though he is blind, he can still live his life.
有两个可能了。
But there's two possibilities.
这个可能就是他过马路过错了。
One possibility is he crosses the wrong road.
还有一个，他真的对了。
And the other possibility is he crosses correctly.
但是遗憾就是 you regret.
But what's the biggest regret?
很严重就是他是瞎眼了嘛。
But he is blind.
这个是在影子里面过马路的。
He is crossing the road in a shadow.
如果有一天
，If one day,
有一个医生开了他的眼
，If the doctor opens up his eyes,
他同样过那个马路
，And he goes again crossing the same road,
同样过马路
，crossing that same road.
现在有三种都过马路
，Now you have three different types of crossing.
一种根本过错了
，One is crossing correctly.
还有一个是对的
，One is crossing correctly.
那是犹太的敬拜
，And that is the Jewish worship.
那就是耶路撒冷的敬拜
，That is the worship in Jerusalem.
错了，那是撒玛利亚的敬拜
，And the wrong worship is the Samaritan worship.
但是弟兄姊
妹，
如果一个眼睛瞎眼的看见了
，If a blind was to see,
他同样过这个路
，He crosses the same road.
你觉得这条路很清楚吗
？Isn't this road very clear?
这个世界很真实。
This world is so real.
这个感觉，这个真实感
，And this feeling is a real feeling.
弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？我们主在这里讲的真实的敬拜
，Our Lord is speaking of true worship.
讲的新约的敬拜
，Speaking of New Testament worship. Is this type of worship?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真是有福的。
We are so blessed.
你看，因着我们的主为我们完成了救赎
，Because our Lord accomplished the work of redemption.
我们蒙了何等的恩典
！We have been recipients of grace.
主开我们的眼睛
，When the Lord opens our eyes,
给我们看见的时候
，He shows us.
那现在等到实体来到了
，When the reality arrives,
真正的敬拜来了
，When the true worship arrives,
新约的敬拜来了
，The New Testament worship arrives.
那个旧约的敬拜可以消失
，The Old Testament worship can go away.
其他的敬拜都可以消失
，All the other worships can disappear.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘
，For this reason,
你看见说到了新约的时候
，In the New Testament.
我们所有的故事都是圣灵在我们灵里面。
All the stories are the stories of the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
所有的故事都是里面的故事。
All the stories are stories from inside.
所有旧约的敬拜都是外面的故事。
All the Old Testament worship is outward.
一年要三次到耶路撒冷。
To go three times to Jerusalem every year.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
但是那个敬拜那是另外的。
That worship is a shadow worship.
这可是什么定义吧？
So God's heart desire has not been fulfilled yet. His dream hasn't been fulfilled. Once his dream is fulfilled, not only will he find sinners, so that they can be saved, but he can change a sinner, a rebellious one,into a true worship.
你看见这不是神的救恩吗
？Isn't this God's salvation?
你看这不是主在我们身上所要做的工作吗
？Isn't this what the Lord wants to do in our lives?
所以主就用这个来告诉我。
So the Lord uses to tell us.
旧约的敬拜是好的。
The Old Testament worship is good.
是对的。
It's correct.
所敬拜的神的对象是真的
They worship a true God
但是遗憾的可惜的就是它是个影子的敬拜
But the regret is that it is a shadow worship
那现在我们要问
Now we ask
那真是什么
What is the reality?
如果那个圣殿是个影子的圣殿
If that temple were just a shadow
那我们要问
Yeah
真实的圣殿在哪
Where is the true temple?
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
但我们的主告诉我们时候将到如今就是
Our Lord said an hour is coming and now is
在那个影前
Before that time,
你就有影儿的圣殿
You just had a shadow temple
但是你好像看不见个真实的圣殿
It's as if you can't see a real temple
那么真实的圣殿在哪里
Where is the real temple?
感谢主
Thanks for
我们不是说过
Didn't we mention this?
你怎么知道这是外面
How do you know it's the outer court?
因为这里有一个祭坛
Because it had an altar
你不能够所有的地方都叫外院不可能
You cannot call every place an outer court
不可能的
这个外院是圣殿里面是外面的部分 The outer court is the outermost part of the temple
那你要问什么时候祭坛盖起来了
But whenever the altar is built
然后外院就上了
Then you have the existence of the outer court
所以弟兄姊妹请我们记得
Let us remember
我们的地球
Our globe
我们的 planet
Our planet
实在说来从人的角度来看只是一个 planet
A man's view is but a planet
但是不要忘了
But don't forget
自从我们的主为我们定十字架的时候
，Ever since the Lord was crucified for us，
整个地球就变成了外面。
The entire planet is now an outer court。
从来没有发生过。
Before this has never happened。
我们主在地上为我们定在十字架。
When our Lord on earth was crucified for us。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你知道整个的地球就变成了那个大的外面。
Now this entire planet is the outer court。
神的宝座在哪里？
Where is God's throne?
神的宝座在哪里
？Where is His throne?
神的至圣所就在哪里。
Where his throne is, that is where the Holy of Holies is. Now you understand.
整个宇宙现在是一个大的圣殿。
And the whole universe is now the
temple. 不要忘记啊，圣殿是圣所，圣至圣所，圣所是外院，圣所至圣所才叫圣殿啊。
In the temple, you have to have the outer court, the holy place, and the Holy of Holies.
所以时候将到，如今就是了。
And now is coming, and now is.
到旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament,
虽然地上有圣殿，物质的圣殿
，Even though on the earth you have the material, the building, the temple,
宇宙里没有真正的外院。
But in the universe, there was no true outer court.
真正的外院是根据真正的祭坛。
The true outer court is according to the true altar.
真正祭坛是十字架。
And the true altar is the cross.
所以两千年前我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
So 2,000 years ago, when our Lord was crucified,
你知道宇宙产生了很大的变化吗？
Then in the universe, there was a huge change.
地球虽然那么小。
Even though the planet is so small,
它根本不值钱的。
It's worthless to man.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你要记得整个的地球好像外院一样。
The entire planet is like an outer court.
我们的神就坐在就在宝座上。
And our God sits on the throne.
那个当然就是至圣所。
And that is the Holy of Holies.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
你明白吗？
You understand?
当我们的主钉十字架以后，
After our Lord was crucified,
为我们从死里复活，
When he resurrected from the dead,
然后他升天了，
And he ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
什么叫升天？
What is ascending?
升天就是来到了至圣所。
It means to arrive at the Holy of Holies.
不要忘记。
But don't forget.
什么叫升天？
What is ascending?
升天告诉我们这里有个大祭司。
It shows us we have a high priest.
他从哪里出发呢？
Where did he begin?
从外面出发的。
He began from the outer court.
然后到圣所。
And he went to the Holy
of Holies. 然后到至圣。
And to the Holy of Holies.
你说这个圣经有这样的记载吗？
Is there this description in the Bible?
有这样的记载。
Of course there.
你去读整本的启示录。
Read the whole book of Revelation.
三章告诉你什么？
The first three chapters tell
you. 我们主在大祭司在圣所里面。
Our Lord, the High Priest is in the Holy Place.
所以这里不是有灯台吗？
So now you have the golden lampstand.
但是弟兄姊妹，到了第四章、第五章的时候，
Chapter 4 and 5,
来到了神的宝座。
You come before God's throne.
那不是至圣所吗？
Isn't that the Holy of Holies?
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？
Now you understand.
当约翰在那里看见主耶稣被接到，被云彩接到天上去。
When John saw the Lord being catched up, ascended into the cloud.
他看见我们的主到了云端就不见了。
He saw him pass the clouds and he was gone.
他不能再跟随他。
He no longer could follow him.
你看见主升天以后，
after the Lord ascended,
大概是70年、60年、70年才写启示录的。
60 to 70 years later, he wrote Revelation.
在约翰心里面一直有一个问题解不开。
In John's heart, there was always a problem that he cannot solve.
他知道我们主已经到了荣耀。
He knew our Lord already entered the
earth. 根据但以理书，
according to Daniel.
根据彼得的见证，
according to Peter's
testimony. 我们的主已经升到天上。
Our Lord already ascended into heaven.
是弟兄姊妹。
But brother,
他巴不得能知道我们主怎么。
He desired so much to know how the Lord
ascended.
When you read Revelation,
十个号,十个丸,
many people read the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven bowls.
但对约翰来讲,
but for God,
for John, 在这个整本的启示录里,
the whole book of Revelation,
他多次提到内座的,
he mentioned so many times the cloud.
弟兄姊妹, 为什么?
Why?
他每次想到那种人，
Every time he thinks about the cloud,
他就知道说我们的主人被接走。
He is reminded of how our Lord was taken up.
从那天开始再也看不见。
And from that day on, he can no longer see it.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brother,
他想知道云的外面是什么。
He wants to see what's beyond the cloud.
他想知道是升天以后怎么回事。
He wants to know what happens after the Lord ascends.
弟兄姊妹，
brother, sister,
约翰是躺在主怀里。
John is at the bosom of the
60年
of the Lord.
70年了。
60, 70 years later,
经过了六十个春天、秋天、七十个的春天和秋天
，through 60 and 70 seasons that he's had,
他仍旧跟随主
，he still continues to follow the Lord.
但是主的升天对他还是秘密。
But the ascension is still a mystery.
他只知道说我们的主到了云彩，云彩被接走。
He only knows that our Lord arrived from the clouds, and after the clouds, he was gone.
弟兄姊妹，因着一直因着约翰是爱我们的主
，because John loved our Lord.
多少年的思念。
So many years of thinking about
it. 他想知道到底云的外面怎么回事。
He wants to know what's beyond the clouds.
感谢主。
Brother and sister.
到了巴莫海岛的时候。
At the island of Patmos.
主终于把那个幔子打开。
The Lord finally opened up the veil.
所以他约翰启示录第一句话，耶稣基督的启示。
So in the first phrase in the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在云的这一端。
At this side of the clouds.
是约翰的。
is the Gospel of John.
在云的那一端
Beyond the clouds is Revelation.
这一端才知道
This side he understood.
他当初第一个跟随主。
He was the first one to follow Jesus.
主耶稣就是在那里。
He was there at the foot when Jesus was crucified.
他一直跟主耶稣到了那一段。
He followed Jesus or Christ all the way until the clouds.
现在他不知道。
After that, he knows not.
继续。
Brother and sister.
他巴不得能够得到。
He desires to have that revelation.
结果等到他在巴摩海岛，他被囚禁被 exiled.
So after being exiled to the island of Patmos.
继续。
Brother and sister. 在
那里。把那个部门解开了。
Our Lord was glad to be able to open up that.
现在感谢。
Now thank the Lord.
约翰想知道云的那端怎么样。
John wants to know what happened beyond the cloud.
继续写。从这里升到云端。
From here ascending all the way to the cloud.
我们只知道大祭司离开了外面。
We just know that the high priest left the outer court.
他不知道。
The rest we don't know what happened. But thank the Lord. When you read the whole book of Revelation,
前面的三章,
the first three chapters,
你看见他在哪里?
You see where he is.
他在圣所,
he is in the holy place.
到了第四章,
in chapter 4,
第五章,
chapter 5,
你看见他来到了圣所,
you see he's arrived at the holy place.
所以圣经告诉我们说被杀的羔羊好像刚刚被杀过。
The Bible tells that the lamb that was slain was seen as he was just slain.
为什么是被杀的羔羊呢？
Why is this a lamb that was slain?
天上有个被杀的羔羊。
In the heavens is a lamb that was slain.
这羔羊在哪里杀的呢？
And where was this lamb slain?
地上的圣坛杀的。
He was slain on the altar on the earth.
现在天跟地连在一起，你懂吗？
So now heaven and earth are connected.
现在你明白为什么？现在整个变成圣殿了。
Now the whole is now the whole is the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见现在我们的主升天什么意思
？What does the ascension of our Lord mean?
他是从外院就来到了圣所。
He went from the outer court to the holy place.
然后来到了这圣所。
Until the holy of holies.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在大家懂了。
Now do you understand?
当你读到第五章的时候
，When you read chapter 5，
稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
圣经告诉我们谁配得展开那个书卷呢
？What does the Bible say? Who was worthy of opening up the scroll?
没有人，天上、地上、地底下没有人。
Nobody was worthy of opening up the scroll.
这是宇宙的故事，你看见
？That is the story of the universe.
结果他找到答案了
，and then he found the answer.
只有羔羊配展开那个书卷。
Only the Lamb of God was worthy of opening.
圣经告诉我们，在宝座在至圣所。
And then before the throne, in the holy of holies,
羔羊站立。
You have the Lamb of God.
好像刚刚被杀过的。
As if he was just slain.
那么然后呢？你看见现在有七个灵正差遣往普天下去。
And then you have seven spirits of God sent out to the whole earth.
这是告诉我们，这是彼得所说的。
This is what Peter told us.
他说：“你父神那里就接受了领过来了圣灵。”
And from the Father he received the Spirit.
然后他就浇灌下去。
And then it was outpoured.
所以这是五旬节的故事。
This is the story of Pentecost.
很清楚，很清楚。
Very, very clear.
那不光这样。
But not only that.
如果你读诗篇第二篇的话。
If you read Psalm 2.
对，或者根据彼得的话很清楚。
Or according to Peter, very clear.
神已立他为主为基督。
God has already made him Christ and Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
他就来到神的面前。
So before God.
就领过那个书。
He received the scroll.
弟兄们，你明白吗
？You understand?
这个就给整个的这个整个的情形，就给我们看见我们的主得着荣耀了。
This whole situation shows that our Lord has been glorified.
立他为主为基督。
God made him Christ and Lord.
现在清楚吗
？Understand?
因为这个缘故
，for this reason，
现在他就从神的手里，就从宝座的右手就拿了这个书卷。
And so he took her hold of the scroll.
必须配，就他配得展开那个书卷。
Because only he was worthy of opening up the scroll. Brother
and sister,
because he is Christ,
神立他为基督
God made him Christ.
所以他从父那里接过圣灵，然后就把那个浇灌上来。
So from the Father he received the Holy Spirit, and then it was outpoured.
这是五旬节的故事。
That is a story of the Bible.
但是另外一方面，
不然
你怎么知道神立他为主为基督？
How do you know God made him Christ and Lord?
神告诉他说，他要把地级赐给我们主做前台。
Because our God said that He was going to give the whole
title deed 给他
So we'll give the whole title deed to him.
所以整个的地都是属于我们的。
So the whole earth is his.
为什么
Why?
因为他有时刻呢，好像耶利米一样买了这块的地。
Because just like Jeremiah, he bought this land.
所以配得展开这个书卷。
Who is worthy of opening up the scroll?
耶利米花了时刻来买一块地。
Jeremiah used 70 shekels to buy this land.
所以你要问谁花了时刻来买那块地？
Who bought this land with 70 shekels?
主耶稣是十四天为我们钉在十字架。
On the 14th day, our Lord was crucified.
三天以后从死里复活。
3 days later, he was resurrected.
只有他为我们付了十四天的了。
Only he paid the 17 shekels.
所以弟兄姊妹，当然只有他配展开那个书。
Only he is worthy of opening the scroll.
请我们记住。
Let us remember.
等到这个羔羊从父神那里领过这个拿了书卷的时候
，When the Lamb of God received Read that book from the Father.
他们告诉我们，四活物和二十五位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们就开始唱诗歌。
Then we saw that the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are prayers of the saints.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
你看这个景象从前没有的。
Before you never saw the
第五章的景象是第四章没有的。
Chapter 5's condition you never saw in chapter 4.
四章有四活物有二十四位长老。
In chapter 4 you have the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
他们有赞美。
They also worship.
但是那个赞美乃是对创造者对于创造者的赞美。
But that praise was of the created beings to the creator.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
敬拜那个敬拜是怎么样的敬拜？
What kind of worship is that?
敬拜不是因为我们是被创造的，所以我们敬拜刚刚那位创造我们的。
The worship is because we were created, so we are worshiping the creator.
现在四活物和二十四位长老，结果他们就匍匐在羔羊面前，这怎么这是敬拜？你看，就是。
So the 24 elders and the four beings they bow down before him. That is worship.
这是新约的敬拜。
That is New Testament worship.
你看那个圣殿中。
That temple has finally arrived.
为什么？因为我们的主，为我们钉在十字架。
Because our Lord was crucified on the cross.
他升天，他拿着至圣所。
He ascended to the heavens to the Holy of
Holies. 不要忘记，他是从室外要来的。
But don't forget, he came from the outer court.
因为他在地上为我们钉在十字架上。
Because he was crucified for us on the cross.
所以等到完成了我们的主完成了这些工作以后
，After our Lord accomplished this work,
你看见这四活物和二十四位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，就拿唱新歌。
And we know that the 24 elders and the four living beings bowed down and sang a new song.
然后圣经告诉我们，周围还有千千万万的天使。
And then the Bible tells us that they were surrounded by myriads of angels.
他们就唱起副歌来了。
And they sang a song.
The chorus.
They sang a chorus.
所以他们的城被杀的羔羊是配的。
And also the 24 elders, but also the angels.
If you
continue to
look, if
you widen your angle more,
something
happened. What
happened?
It happened after our Lord
ascended.
What is the New Testament
worship? New
Testament worship is the worship we see here in
Revelation.
This worship is not only heaven.
And
this
is the 以下沧海里和天地间一切所有的被造物，都说但愿颂赞荣耀尊贵权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.
然后四活物就说阿门。
And the four living creatures kept saying,
"Amen." 众长老也匍匐敬拜。
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
弟兄姊妹。
之后将到 ，An hour is coming，
如今已经
，And now is。
当初你所看见是婴儿的圣殿
，Before you saw a shadow, temple of a shadow。
感谢神
，Brother, thank
you。我们的神有一个梦终于实现。
Our God has a dream that needs to be shared.
现在如果你知道什么叫做新约的敬拜
，If you understand what is New Testament worship，
就是
，Brother, thank
you。天上地上地底下的。
They steal from the heavens on the earth and below the earth.
人不称耶稣基督为主。
They all call on the Jesus Christ as Lord.
没有一个世代不屈膝的。
There is no need that has not bowed.
这就是保罗在腓立比书第二章所给我们看的经文。
This is what Paul showed us in Philippians 2.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Now you understand.
在这里再清楚不过了。
It can't be any clearer.
宇宙充满了赞美的声音。
The universe is full of the sound of
praise. 宇宙充满了阿门的声音。
It's full of the sound of Amen.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在这么多的诗歌里
，Among all All these
两千年来有一首诗歌
，Among all the hymns, there's one.
你的确是把这个敬拜把它描写的非常的清楚。
There's one that can really describe this matter of worship.
那就是
诗歌本里面听啊千万声音雷鸣，或者听啊千万声音呼喊，那首诗歌 cry 就是 10,000 cry。
10,000 voices
singing.
We know that David was the one who wrote this
hymn.
How did he write this
hymn? Endless Song.
This song used to be titled The Endless Song.
中文翻译无穷颂就是 Endless Song. 中文翻译很好，英文也是很好，叫做 The Endless Song, 就是没有，是无穷的颂。
That means this song was endless.
原来一共有十五节。
Before it has 15 stanzas.
那个时候，达比因为他的眼睛不好。
At that time, Darby could not see very well.
所以医生要把他放在暗房里面。
So the doctors wanted to put him into a recovery room. A dark room.
什么都看不见的。
A very dark room.
因为要保护他的眼睛。
To keep his eyes.
但是那个时候，他忽然间就觉得这首诗歌在他的里面。
But he felt one day of this hymn in his heart.
那特别是他里面看见启示录第四章跟第五章。
Because inside he remembered Revelation 4 and
5. 尤其是第五章。
Especially chapter 5.
他的确确看见那幅图画。
He saw that picture.
所以他就请一位弟兄来。
He asked a brother to come.
就另外一个弟兄，他一面念一面把它写下来。
As he was dictating, the other brother wrote.
那我们诗本里面一共只有七节，就是现在常常被唱的七节。
In our hymn book, there's only 7 stanzas.
尼托森弟是个收藏家
Brother Wasserman Lee is a collector.
他读过了很多很多的书
He read many hymns.
他有一个 comment, 他对这首诗歌有 comment.
He had a commentary on this hymn.
他说在2000年所有赞美的诗歌
He said in 2000 years of all the hymns regarding praise.
他说我没有找到一首比这首赞美更高
I cannot find a single hymn that has a higher praise than this one.
神把这首诗歌赐给了他的教会。
God gave this hymn to his church.
那就不要忘记。
But don't forget.
有的人根本不知道这首诗。
Many people don't know about this hymn.
就是你知道这首诗。
Even though you know this hymn.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能把那首诗歌唱出来？
Can you really sing out that hymn?
你真的能从你心里的深处把它唱出来？
Can you really sing it from the depth of your heart?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
前不久我们到过叙利亚。
Recently we went to Chile.
我们找到一帮的弟兄。
We met as brothers and a couple of brothers and sisters.
他们说我们是得到中国弟兄属灵的帮助。
They said that we were helped by the brethren in China.
他们在那里，他们主呼召主得着他们，有几千人在那里聚会。
And God gave them and called them. There were thousands of people there.
你每次和他们在一起播饼，在一起敬拜主的时候
，Every time you worship with them，
我常常跟我女人讲
，I many times I tell my wife，
我到底我们在地上还是在天上
？I ask her， Are we on earth or are we in heaven？
这一帮弟兄们很简单。
These brothers and sisters are very simple.
他们特会没有钱住大的旅馆来开特特别。
When they have a conference, they don't have enough money to rent a hotel.
每一个人就带着他们的帐篷就到一个地方，他们支大帐篷就开始聚会。
So what they do is they bring their own tents to a campground and have a meeting.
去年江走道有机会去看望他们。
Last year, our brother Stephen Kong had a chance to visit them.
后来我们问江总的感想。
So we asked our brother what his feelings were.
他说好久好久了，他没有经过这种事。
He said, it's been many, many years since I have gone through something like that.
他说在那里的聚会叫他想起早期主在中国刚开始聚会在上海那个时候的聚会。
He said he was reminded at that meeting of the early days in Shanghai when they first used to meet.
就在中国做了奇妙的工作。
The work that God did in China, marvelous work.
那个启示是什么？
That, what is that revelation?
那个就是真实的敬拜。
And that is true worship.
继续。当教会在一起唱这首诗歌的时候
，When the church gathers together to sing this hymn，
如果真的唱起来了
，If you really sing，
如果你真的用灵来敬拜
，If you sing it with your worshipful spirit，
你会觉得天好像就在屋顶上。
You feel that the heaven is right up here in the room.
天好像从来没有那么近过。
It's as if heaven were not that far away.
很可惜。
But sadly,
这是历史历代最好的一首赞美的诗歌。
This is the most beautiful hymn of praise.
这个诗歌不需要女高音来唱，不需要男高音来唱。
You don't even use
performance.
You don't have to have performance singing.
这个诗歌乃是要教会来唱。
you need to have the church to sing the hymn.
有新约的教会。
And only the New Testament.
如果你不回到旧约的话。
If you don't return to your
old testament. 如果新酒是装在新一代里面的话。
If the new wine is put in new wine skin.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
人来到这里。
When they come here.
好像在天。
It's as if they're in heaven.
弟兄姊妹。你如果能懂得
if you understand,
什么叫真正的敬拜
what is true worship
现在不是影子
no longer is a shadow
现在不是梦
no longer is a dream
宇宙里面充满赞美
in the universe there's a sound of praise
弟兄姊妹这些人本来是罪人
these people were sinners
本来是下地狱的
they were to go to hell
他们是背叛的
they were rebellious
他们成为真正的敬拜者
and yet they are now true worshipers of the Father
你是何等不可能
but it's so sad
两教会两千年来
2,000 years
in the church.
All of those that the Lord has
saved,
they've gone back to the Old
Testament.
They've gone back to what it
used to be. They've
gone back to the shadows.
Brothers
and sisters,
主的梦不能遗失，不能失去。
The Lord's dream cannot go unfulfilled. Because he's already accomplished it on the cross. Thank God.
这个敬拜乃是宇宙的敬拜。
This worship is a universal.
我们敬拜的对象是宇宙的真神。
The object of our worship is the true God of
heaven. 我们要说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
We have to say,
holy,
holy, holy, holy.
不光是父神、子神，还有灵神。
But not only to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是宇宙的敬拜。
This is the universal worship. Think about it.
这个比起你每年到耶路撒冷去那个圣殿与儿敬拜，那真要大多少
？Compared to going to Jerusalem and worshiping in the temple of the shadow, it's so much better.
想想
think about it.
神是创造宇宙。
God is the one who created the world.
我们应当进到他真实的圣殿。
We are to enter into his true temple.
把我们的感激和赞美献给。
So that we can give him our praise and our worship.
用我们的心灵和诚实来赞。
So we can worship him in spirit and in truth.
这是什么
？What is it?
这是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
我们的敬拜告诉人说
，Our worship tells people.
神不是造造，是在住在人所创造的造的屋子里面。
That God is just not contained in what man created, the building man created.
建造就是有一天圣殿重建，那个圣殿。不是
不是 Even if the temple is rebuilt, it is but a shadow.
你到礼拜堂去
When you go to a
cathedral, 礼拜堂是 cathedral 搞得多么好
No, if you go to a cathedral, no matter how.
如果的话，你回到旧约的话
When you go to the Old Testament,
你可以说这里的桌子是 altar.
You can say that the Lord's table is an altar.
现在这里有 sanctuary.
Now you have a sanctuary.
那么我们所在地方就是圣殿了
And where we are is a temple.
弟兄姊妹你又回到旧约去
You've gone back to your testament
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that
我们的神不是住在人所盖的圣殿里
Our God doesn't abide in the temple built by a
man 拜错了为什么拜错了呢
Why did you worship wrong the
idol 那拜偶像的为什么拜错了呢
Why I worship idol worship wrong
为什么 Why were 他们以为神是住在他们所盖的庙里面
Because they believe that God lives in the temple that they built
我们的神太伟大了
Our God is too big.
地上没有一个建筑能够容纳。
No building can contain it.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Thank God.
神告诉我们说。
God tells us.
只有宇宙。
Only the universe.
因为神大的一个地步。
Because God is so great.
你看见神真正的殿，乃是整个的宇宙。
The true temple is the whole universe.
那你说地球站在什么地位呢
？So where's the planet?
感谢神。
Thank God.
在他的旨意里面。
In His will.
因为我们的主在这里为我们定十字架。
Our Lord was crucified for us.
所以这个地球就有了意义。
So now this planet has a meaning.
但是以前和昨天地球没有什么两样的。
Before this planet, there was no difference than any other. But thank God.
现在不同了。
Now it's no different.
为什么？它是外面。
Now it's the outer court.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里敬拜的时候
，When we worship here,
你看见这是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
那现在有一个问题。
Now we have a problem.
如果是宇宙的敬拜
，If it is a universal worship,
那么是不是我们要天上去呢
？So does that mean we need to go to heaven?
不。那不要忘记，因为外面是在天上。
Don't forget the outer court is on earth.
所以今天的敬拜在天上也在地上。
So the worship today is on heaven and on earth.
我们在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if we were in heaven.
这个你明白吗
？You understand?
因为这个外面圣所跟地上是连在一起的。
Because the outer court, the holy place, and the holy holies are connected.
本来天跟地是分开的。
Before earth and heaven were separate.
现在主为我们定十字架。
But now our Lord was crucified.
他就成为先驱了。
He became the heavenly ladder.
他一手拉着我们，一手一直拉着地，一手拉着天。
One hand he grabs the earth, the other hand he grabs heaven.
天和地连接了。
And then
heaven and earth are connected.
天和地怎么连接的？
How can you connect both?
它们连接在一个架构里，一个 structure 里。
They are connected under one structure.
你看，外院跟圣所跟至圣怎么连在一起的？
How the outer court, holy place, and holy holy is connected?
你看见的地和天地连在一起。
That's how heaven and earth are connected.
所以今天你不需要跑到天上去敬拜。
No longer do you have to go to heaven to worship.
我们今天感谢主，我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved,
在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if we were in heaven.
无论在哪里，一赞美你，一圣殿里。
No matter where you praise, you're in the temple.
这是你看见吗？
你 understand?
不光如此
，Not only that,
圣主还做了一件奇妙的事。
The Lord did a marvelous work.
所以他告诉我们
，Not only told us.
那个爱是到底的爱呀。
That love is a love to the end.
我如果不去，保惠师就不来。
If I do not go, the Comforter cannot come.
保惠师就是圣灵啊。
And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit wants to abide in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以弟兄姊妹，
你看见吗？这个就是主的应许的。
This is what the Lord promised.
感谢主。
Thank you.
等到我们主真的到了至圣所。
After the Lord really arrives at the Holy
Spirit. 到了天上。
After he arrives in the heaven.
你记不记得五旬节的时候
？You remember Pentecost?
他就把圣灵浇灌。
He outpoured the Holy Spirit.
从那天开始。
From that day on,
你看见圣灵就正式的住在地上了。
The Holy Spirit officially abode on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这怎么可能
？How is that possible?
感谢主
，Thank you.
如果我们接受耶稣基督做救主
，If we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
你看看圣经怎么说的
？See what the Bible says.
我们好不好看看哥林多前书第三章
？Let us turn to First Corinthians chapter
哥林多前书第三章
，First Corinthians chapter 3。
第十六节。
Verse 16. In the New Testament, chapter 3:16 is always very important. John 3:16 is very important. Do you not know that you are temple of God? Why are you temple of God? Because the Spirit of God dwells in you.
神的灵住在哪里
？Where does the Spirit of God dwell?
神住在哪里
？That is where God dwells.
你住的地方，你叫它叫圣殿，对不对
？Where God dwells is called temple.
这很清楚了
，very clear.
你不知道神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头
？Do you not know that you are a temple of God?
你再看第六章十九节，第六章十九节。
And now chapter 6 verse 19.
你不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗
？Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to us?
啊，现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
就在五旬节的时候
at the time of Pentecost,
你看见圣灵不就降下吗
there's the Holy Spirit come down.
我们这些蒙恩得救的
we who are saved,
圣灵不是住在我们里面
Does the Holy Spirit abide in us?
圣灵不是住在我们的灵里头吗
Doesn't the Holy Spirit abide in our spirit?
那弟兄姊妹，如果圣灵住在我们里面
，If the Holy Spirit abides in us,
我们这人不就变成神的居所吗
？Aren't we then the dwelling place of
God? 我们不就变成神的殿
？Aren't we then God's temple?
所以圣经一再告诉我们，就是神的殿。
So time after time.We are God's temple.
现在你懂了。
然后现
在为什么不到这个山，也不到那个山
？Why don't we go to this mountain or that mountain?
你不是你跑那么远吗
？Don't have to go that far.
因为主为我们在十字架上所完成的救赎。
Because of the work of salvation on the cross.
他升天，圣灵降下来。
He has ascended. The Holy Spirit has to come.
神住在我们里面，就是神住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us, and God lives in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
所以
你看见神所到的地方，就是至圣所吗
？So where God is, that is the Holy of Holies.
现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
为什么我们拜他用心灵诚实来拜他。
Why do we worship him in spirit and truth?
我们的灵就好像是圣所一样。
Our spirit as if the Holy of Holies.
我所谓的灵里面就好像神圣灵在圣灵在我们的灵里面一样。
The living water in a well is like the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
所以现在不要到这个山，也不要到那个山。
No longer do we go to that mountain or this mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and
sisters, 你用心灵和诚实拜他。
As long as we worship him in spirit and truth.
感谢主。
Thanks,
你看见吗？现在我们就能拜他。
Now we can worship him.
你看神为我们所做的工作，神多么奇妙
！Such an amazing work from God.
非常非常奇妙
，It is so amazing.
当然，你有两种参加音乐会的办法。
Of course, there's two ways for you to sing the choir.
如果在意大利有一个很大很大的，或者在维也纳有一个很大很大的音乐会
，Let's say, for example, in Vienna, you have a huge orchestra or a
那么他们要坐飞机去
，You have to go by plane.
你要买票，然后你坐在那听。
You have to buy a ticket and sit in the concert.
但是就是还有一个可能
，But there's another way.
你能在这里就可以了。
You just stand here.
那怎么可能不可以？你怎么可以听？可怎么可以看呢
？How can you listen to it?
那很重要的是
，It's very important.
因为根据神的创造
，According to God's creation，
就在纽约市镇。
因为纽约，
你看空中里面就有了很多的声，有了很多的波，那个波就代表很多的音乐。
And in the air there are many waves and many sound waves。
这个大家都知道。
Everybody knows that.
你这怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
你讲给乡下人，他们这简直是笑话，怎么可能？
You just tell to us old countrymen that want to be laughing.
你要听音乐，你要到维也纳去。
If you want to listen to music, you go to Vienna.
在纽泽西，你不可能听到那个音乐。
纽泽西 can't hear that wonderful music.
那么弟兄姊妹，但事实的很。
But quite amazing.
神就是用他的创造来做个比方给我们。
God uses his creation to give us an example.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，因为这个声音，你看这个声音啊，传播的它这个波。
Because when sound moves, it goes by waves.
所以稀奇不稀奇？你会不会觉得就在我们空气里面，就在我们这里，你看着就已经有波了？
You understand that even amongst us here in this air, there's waves.
那个波走得很远的。
And this wave travels very far.
那个波是从维也纳一直跑到这里来的。
It travels all the way from Vienna to here.
如果不是科学家告诉我们，就是根本是神话。
If scientists didn't tell us that, then it would just be a myth.
你今天讲新约的敬拜，你在讲神话。
You people talk about this, you say you're just talking about a myth.
一点都不是神话。
No, it is not.
弟兄姊妹，你知道是。
We know that there are waves here.
但为什么你听不见呢？
Why can't you hear it?
当然听不见了。
Of course you can't.
因为那个波的能量很小，当然听不见。
Because the power of that, the strength of that wave is very low.
你要把那个波放大才可以。
So you need to amplify that wave.
那你怎么把它波放大呢？
How do you amplify it?
你把一个收音机拿来。
You bring a radio.
所以现在你需要好好控制你的频率的。
So now you have to adjust the frequency.
当维也纳把这个波送出来，它有个频率的。
So when the Vienna sends out that music, it has a frequency.
那么现在你播的时候，你这个机器里面也有个频率。
And when you turn the dial inside the radio, you also have a frequency.
现在如果这个两个频率完全一样的话
，And when that frequency is the same,
就产生一个现象叫 resonance， 叫做共振的现象。
Then you have what's called resonance.
结果怎么办呢？结果他就把那个音波放大了。
So that amplifies the sound wave.
它就吸收进来了
，and it receives that wave.
而且把它放大了
，and it amplifies it.
结果你听见了
，and then you can hear it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
因为维也纳的频率是这个频率，在这里频率也是这个频率。
Because the frequency in Vienna is such, and the frequency here is such.
所以才能产生共鸣的现象。
Then you can have that resonance.
当有共鸣的时候
，and when you have that resonance,
你就听见了
，then you can hear.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这个历史上有过这么故事啊
？You know that there's a story in history.
这个有拿破仑军队有一次经过一座桥。
You know that there was the army of Napoleon went through a bridge one day.
那这个带队的忽然心血来潮，他说我们去正步走。
And the leader said, "Okay, let us now march orderly on."
他结果他们真的是 march on， 真的是正步啊。
So they marched in order.
那么大家都知道，正步它一定有个频率，对不对
？And every time when you obviously march, you have a frequency that's
in there. 桥的本身也有个频率啊，振动也有频率的。
The bridge also has its own frequency.
结果两个频率刚好相等。
And then the marching and the British frequency were the same.
结果所有这个能量啊，通通被这个桥吸进去。
So all that power came through.But the resonance came through the bridge.
结果那个桥受不了了，这个就断掉了。
And then the bridge collapsed.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫什么现象
？Brothers and sisters, what is this?
这叫做共振的现象。
This is called resonance.
现在你懂为什么神是个灵。
Now you understand why God.
我们拜他用心灵来拜。
And then why we need to worship in the spirit.
就是因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们用心灵来拜他。
Because we worship in the spirit.
这不是要产生共振现象。
Now we have a resonance.
虽然神坐在宝座上
，Even though He is seated on the throne.
我们的灵就好像什么？就好像收音机一样。
Our spirit is like that radio.
就这么明白吗
？You understand?
这个缘故
，For this reason.
结果你看一个属灵的共振的现象。
Because of that spiritual resonance，
你遇见什么
？You meet God。
很多人不哭的，现在你哭了。
Many people don't weep, but now you weep。
很多人从来不哭，他一蒙恩得救，他悔改，他痛哭大大哭了。
Many people never wept before, but once they were saved, they weep。
因为他在灵的深处真的遇见主。
Because then the spirit they met the Lord。
你不是真的不是吗
？Isn't this a true story？
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord。
这就是新约。
This is the New Testament。
现在我们的眼睛开。
Now our eyes are open。
感谢。
Thank you, Lord.
你这个缘故，你看见吗？今天虽然你看见，不光整个宇宙是圣殿
，even not only is the whole universe a temple，
我们每个人都是圣殿
，all of us are temple。
谁神在天边，神也在眼前。
So he is at the edge of heaven, he is also before us.
这个生活只要烧，我只要一道伸出去
，I just have to pour out a little bit.
到我们里面
，the whole spirit already.
我们和他不能够再相。
We can no longer be closer now.
就是每次你想到圣灵住在我们里面
，when you think of the Holy Spirit living in us，
你就想起主的爱是彰显。
You think of God's love being the love to the very end. But not only that.
因着我们到灵里面。
Because we are in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，神在基督里，基督在圣灵。
God is in Christ and Christ is in the Spirit.
圣灵就在我们。
The Holy Spirit is in our Spirit.
所以你就可以来到他的脚下。
So you can come before His feet.
因为他有自己的心。
You can have sweet fellowship.
因为所以弟兄姊妹，你看见那个女儿的敬拜吗？
You see the shadow worship.
旧约是那个圣殿，对不对？
The Old Testament that temple.
自己来到了。
But the reality has arrived.
这个是 macroscopic 的，自己就是宇宙来说。
One is macroscopic.
一个 microscopic 就是对我们这个人来说
and one is microscopic that is to us
一路大的一个地步
on one hand so great
神是大
because God is great
但大了会不会太远了呢
but it's so great it doesn't seem too far
不会很远的
not too far
每一个人都是个圣殿
everyone is a temple
所以弟兄姊妹
but
in this reason
for this reason
我们能来到他面前敬拜
we can come before him to worship
神是光
God is light
神是灵
God is spirit
神是光
God is light
神也就是爱
and God is love
我们应该可以结束了
We could probably end
但是我还有几句话要说
I do want to say a couple more words
我觉得这一点很重要这和约翰福音特点有关
It's very important speaking about John
我们说过了
We mentioned
人的灵死了就好像人的眼睛瞎了
When the spirit of man died it's as if he was blinded
这不是假设我们就不会敬拜
It doesn't mean we don't know how
我们的女儿里面来敬拜
We worship in the sky
我们用瞎子过马路来做比方
And we use the example of the blind crossing the road
我们说有一天是要开我们眼
One day we say the Lord is to open our eyes
那我们要问
Then we ask
主是怎么开我们眼
How did the Lord open our eyes
所以在约翰福音
In John, there is an account that is, does not found in any of the other
Gospels.
There was one who was born blind. When we were born, we were blind. Adam committed sin. So at that time, his eyes were blinded, so was ours. So when we were born, we were blind. But thank
you.
And the Bible tells us that the Lord opened up the eyes of the blind
man.
When you read it, don't you think that the Pharisees were kind of nervous? Because when they saw the blind, they wanted to prove that opening of his eyes was fake. Why were they so nervous? Because these are students of the Bible. They knew the Old Testament very well. They knew the Messiah was to come on
them.
How do you know the Messiah was to come? There are some certain
things.
If this person has these features, then he is the Messiah. It's very interesting. In the Old Testament, there are many miracles, correct? Many miracles in the New Testament.
那么你看死里复活啊。
The resurrection of the dead.
还有啊，很多很多，比方说过红海，都是神迹。
Crossing of the Red Sea, all these miracles.
那么你看，也这个谁啊？以利沙也行了很多的神迹。
Elijah also had many miracles.
这是旧约的神迹。
This is all the miracles in the Old Testament.
那么很有意思在哪里呢
But here's an interesting
thing. 在旧约所有的神迹里面
Among all the miracles of the Old Testament
你找不到一个神迹是叫瞎眼的东西是什么
You will never find a miracle of somebody hearing the blind
那旧约有没有讲到眼睛得开有没有
有 The Old Testament mentioned about opening of the eyes
那个都是 prophecy 都是预言
But it all spoke of prophecy
那就是告诉我们等到弥赛亚来的时候
It says when the Messiah arrives
他要叫瞎眼的神迹
You will allow the blind to see. So now you're. Why were the Pharisees so nervous? If Jesus was able to let the blind see, he must be the Messiah. Why was the Messiah to arrive? He has to be the savior of the whole world. Not only solve the problem of sin, but the Messiah is to come to open our eyes. And if our eyes are really open, then we can behold His glory. Just like we say that we saw the glory as only begotten Son. But how do you open up your eyes?
不光是把我们的罪人变得好人
Our word worship is not only just making a sinner a good person
你看见他要把我们这个背叛的人变成一个真正敬拜父的人
He wants to turn us rebellious ones into those who are true worship
所以我们的眼睛要开启才可以
But our eyes need to be open
那眼睛怎么开启
How do you open your eyes
是谁的工作呢
Whose work is that
只有弥赛亚的工作
Only the Messiah can do it
现在我们看我们的主怎么做这个工作
And how does our word do that
从前有一个故事
There's a story.
There's
a young man who went into the valley.
因为这个山谷里面通通是瞎眼。
And in this valley, the residents there were all blind.
结果这个年轻人就爱上了其中一个女子。
And then this young man loved a young lady in the valley.
结果他要和她结婚，要和她成亲。
And he wanted to marry her.
结果那个女的就开出一个条件。
So the lady, the young lady had a condition.
她说我们所有人眼睛都是瞎的。
She said, all of us are all blind.
只有你有一双的眼睛。
Only you have a pair of eyes.
所以你在我们中间是怪物。
So among us, you are a weirdo.
我不能嫁给怪物。
I cannot marry somebody who's so weird.
所以我现在如果你真的要嫁给我的话。
And if you want to marry me.
你要把你两个眼睛拔下来。
You have to take out both of your eyes.
那么这个故事很动人，对不对？
And this is very sad.
我们希望有很好的收场，他真的把眼睛挖下来。
And we obviously want to have a wonderful ending where he does take out his own eye.
可惜不是这样。
But sadly,
他想了半天还是离开了。
He thought of it and then he
left. 他不要把眼睛两个挖下来。
He did not want to lose his both eyes.
但是我告诉大家一个真实的故事。
But I'll tell you a true story.
2000年。
2000 years ago,
我们的主来到地上。
When our Lord arrived on this earth,
当他来到地上是来到山谷里。
When he arrived on this earth, he arrived in the valley.
我们这些在谷里的没有一个眼睛是张开，都是瞎的。
All of us living in this valley, none of us could see. We were all blind.
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
当时的人就希望我们的主的眼睛也像他们一样瞎。
At that time, the people then wanted our Lord's eyes also be blind.
对对对，如果主爱他们，
if the Lord loved them.
应该把他两个眼睛给他们。
He would take out both his eyes and give it to them.
我们主要这样做。
Our Lord had to do that.
我们主的确要这样做。
And our Lord indeed did that.
但是主这样做有一个条件。
But he had a condition.
他可以失去他的眼睛。
He can lose his eyesight.
他可以暂时失去他的眼睛。
He can temporarily lose his eyesight.
就是叫我们所有人的眼睛都开。
So that all of our eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是王子真正的爱。
This is the love of the king.
所以你看见吗？我们的主来到地上。
The Lord arrived on the
earth. 真正的爱是什么？
What is true love?
真正的爱，他不光把他两个眼睛给我们。
Not only did he give us both of his eyes.
但是要紧，他要开我们所有的眼。
Most importantly, he wanted to open our eyes.
这就是主在十字架上。
This is what the Lord did on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说过，我们的主是在父母的怀里。
We said our Lord is in the bosom of the Father.
我们不是讲过了吗？
Didn't we mention?
他是老鹰啊。
He is like the eagle.
老鹰的眼睛是可以直接看见太阳。
The eagle's eyes can look directly into the sun.
所以当我们主在父怀里的时候，
So when our Lord was in the Father's bosom,
他可以直接彰显父神的荣耀。
He can manifest, declare those
words. Nobody's
eyes are as clear as the Lord's eyes.
但是弟兄姊妹，他为着爱我们，
but because He loved you and
He wants to
open our eyes. He wants to open our eyes.
但是不要忘记，我们是瞎眼。
Don't forget, when you're blind.
所以他站在我们的地位上。
Stand in our stead, and not
站在瞎眼的地位上。
He stood in our place.
好像站在个瞎眼的地位。
As if He stood in the place of a blind.
但是我们的主眼睛太好，他不可能瞎。
But our Lord's eyes.So good to come to
the blind. 我们属于父神的交通永远没有间断的。
The fellowship with the Father was never broken.
但是弟兄姊
妹，
等到中午十二点的时候，
at noontime,
你听到一个声音说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃？
You heard a voice, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken?
为什么？
Why?
为什么神离开你？
Why do you say that God is forsaken?
你不知道为什么神他看不见神。
Because he no longer could see God.
当开始钉十字架的时候，
at the beginning of the cross,
虽然外面很大的痛苦，
even though there was much pain,
他是父啊，赦免他。
He said, Father, forgive him.
他仍旧能看见父亲的笑脸。
You can still see the smiling face of the Father.
他眼睛还看得见。
I can still see.
所以他能忍受所有的痛苦。
He can absorb all the pain.
但是有的痛苦像地狱一样的痛苦。
But there was one pain like the pain of hell.
当你站在忍受痛苦的时候，你看不见神的同在。
When you cannot see His God's presence,
那是加倍的痛苦。
That is multiplying on your pain.
为着爱你爱我的缘故。
But because the Lord loves you and me,
为我们站在受了罪人的义务。
He stood on the place of a sinner.
我们就压在他身上。
All the sins He bore on Him.
所以父亲就远远不看他的儿子。
So the Father turned to His face away from
Him. 远远不看他的儿子。
Because the Father turned to face away from
Him. 万万万分之一秒的那个
millions and millions.Before our Lord, we could see. But because of your and my sin, it says that He is blinded. He is willing to take out both his eyes because He loves us. Thank the Lord. Because He worked the work of salvation, He said, Father, I give my spirit unto you. And then He recovered His
life.
It is because of salvation.
You 就把眼睛给我。 我们
because he was to give us his eyes.
他愿意把他两个眼睛给我们
he was willing to give his eyes.
他愿意把他所有都给我们
he was willing to give his all for us.
让我们的眼睛能开
so that our eyes could be open.
不感谢主
but then thank the Lord.
不是我们第四次讲
not only did he was a crucified.
第四次讲他愿意把自己给我们
he was willing to give us
all for us.
That is the story of the cross.
他还是从死里复活
but he resurrected.
他也升到天上
and he ascended to heaven.
圣灵降下来
The Holy Spirit came down.
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救的时候
，Once we have been saved by grace,
圣灵就把我叫我们的灵就活过来。
The Holy Spirit enables our spirit to live again.
这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
本来我们眼睛是瞎的
，Before we were blind.
圣灵住在我们里面。
Now the Holy Spirit abides in us.
第一个工作
，The first work，
就是叫我的眼睛能看见。
It's to open up our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，这就是约翰福音那个瞎眼的神。
This is the miracle in John of the blind man.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在我们期待。
Now we
为一个这个梦
for this dream
这个梦是神的梦
it's God's dream
这个旨意是神的旨意
it's God's will
主何等的爱我们
the Lord loves us
现在我们看他爱我们不光叫我们不做罪人
not only does he not want us to be sinners no longer
他爱我们要开我们
but he also loves us to the point of opening our eyes
有弥赛亚能开眼睛
only the Messiah can open up man's eyes
brothers
and sisters
当你的灵开启
now that your eyes are open
你仍旧走那过马路
Now you still cross the road.
你和从前对比，你知道。
But if you compare with the past,
从前瞎眼的时候
，before when you were blind,
我们这些远离神的外邦
，we who are far away from him,
我们不认识神
，we did not know God.
我们还在宇宙中没有。
We said there's no God.
我们像撒玛利亚妇人
，like the Samaritan woman we worship.
就算是像犹太的信徒
，and just like the Jewish woman,
不过是影子的信徒
，it is but shadow.
你看主何等的爱我们
，the Lord loves us so.
现在这个世界变成真实的世界
，this world becomes a real world.
当你经过那条路的时候
，when you walk that cross that road,
你是不是还要回到原来的地方？
Are you still going to go back to the origin?
但愿主开我们眼。
May the Lord open our eyes.
主为我们做了这么大的事。
He has accomplished so much for us.
就是为着叫我们能进入新约的地方。
It's so that we can enter into the New Testament.
所以主耶稣说。
So the Lord said.
时候将到，如今就是。
An hour is coming, and now it is.
那真正拜父的用心和诚实来拜。
The true worshippers of the Father will worship in the Spirit.
父寻找这样的人。
Because the Father is seeking such ones.
父不只寻找罪人。
Not only does he seek sinners.
父不只寻找背叛人。
Not only seek those rebellious ones.
他要改变我们。
He wants to change
要开我们的眼睛
，open up our eyes，
要叫我们做一个真正敬拜
，so that we will be true worship。
为什么呢
？Why？
神是个灵
，God is spirit，
所以我们一定要用灵来拜。
So we need to worship Him in spirit.
圣灵已经住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit already.
活水已经在我们里面。
The living water is already in us.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
因着我们敬拜他
，because we worship，
我们就产生了属灵的共振。
We then now have a spiritual resonance.
我们本来很谦卑，我们本来很骄傲。
Before we were so proud.
现在我们被打倒。
Now we are.
我们像保罗一样扑倒在马路上。
Like Paul, we are kept prostrated at the
feet. 这不是，这不是属灵的共振所产生的结果吗
？Isn't this the result of that spiritual resonance?
所以我们就蒙恩得救。
Now we been saved. Thank the Lord.
现在当教会在一起的
Now the church is gathered.
教会乃是那个新的时代
The church is that new wine.
新酒要装在新酒
New wine put in new wine.
你不要问是别人怎么敬拜
Don't ask how others work.
你要问是我们应当怎么
You should ask how should we work.
你救我们
The Lord has sent
us. 你是根据传统呢
You go according to tradition.
你是根据热闹呢
You go according to what.
你是根据人的意见呢
You go according to man's way.
这些主人你看你但是呢 still.我们要问说
，So we have to ask，
这个敬拜是不是新约的
？Is this worship New Testament worship？
在教会里面
，And it's
有一般弟兄没看见。
There are some brothers and
sisters。加尔文就是 ，Calvin 就是其中的一个。
Calvin was one who saw。
当初浸信会起来和或者是公理中起来，他们也看见。
The Baptists originally the congregational they saw。
感谢主
，Thank you。
他们真的进到新约的敬拜。
They entered into the New Testament。
但很可惜。
But that
人离开不是要传统的。
Man cannot leave tradition。
人觉得你传统容易得多。
Man believes that tradition is easy。
但圣灵敬拜还是难得多。
The worship in the spirit is difficult。
因为圣灵像风一样是随着意思来。
Because the Holy Spirit is like the wind who blows. It could be here one day and there the other.
You can't study the program, dear.
You can't give it a set program. You can't give it a liturgy.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这样做的话
，if you do it that way，
弟兄姊妹，我们就回到旧约。
We will go back to the Old Testament.
那个不是新约的。
That is not New Testament worship.
所以当年就开我们。
May the Lord open our eyes.
教会历史里面
，throughout the history of the
church， 有许多人走在这条路上。
So many people have walked this way.
所以但愿我们不是孤单的。
May we not
也不是特别的单一人
，May we not be
special， 不是只有我们知道，别人不知道
，as if only we know and others don't。
不要忘记，教会刚开始早期就是这样。
That is how the church was at the very beginning. This worship is New Testament. May the message of this weekend enable us to have a big change here in the church. And what is that change? It's not that our dream can be fulfilled, but that God's dream can be fulfilled. Think about this. God's dream is finally
here.
Think about the universal work. One day, when the New Jerusalem comes from heaven to
earth,
we have to have eternity to worship Him. And at that time, what you see is the universal. We haven't arrived yet. But on earth, it's as if we are already in heaven. The Holy Spirit is already abiding in us. And the Holy Spirit has opened up.
But
may we be courageous and bold. No matter what other people say, no matter how difficult it is, we want to please our Lord. Thank
you.
These are the words that the Lord wants to speak to us. Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话继续的带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring these words continuously back to you.
让你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们能够明白你所能明白新约的敬拜。
So we can understand what is New Testament worship.
但愿这个周末你所说的。
May the words you spoke during this week,
并不像水流一样就失去。
May not just be like water gone away.
主啊，我们的祷告就是。
We do pray.
但愿你的话在我们里面生长。
May your word grow in us.
做你自己的工作。
May you do your work.
好让你自己旨意能在我们的身上实现。
So that your will can be accomplished in our lives.
我们为着这一班弟兄们向你感谢。
We pray for these brothers and sisters.
你把他们放在这一班。
You have brought them here.
无论将来你把他们带到哪里。
No matter where you take them.
他们可以在不同的地方的聚会。
They might meet in another place.
但是但愿那个敬拜是新约的敬拜。
But may their worship be new testament.
主啊，但愿你的旨意能成。
May your will be done.
你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在。
May your will be done on earth as
听我们的祷告
Listen to us
靠主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' precious name Amen